treasure in heaven in Scripture, we're not told exactly the meaning. However, we have a number of passages that talk about crowns and the reward of crowns. And crowns are symbolic, even here on earth. They're symbolic of ruling. And so when a queen or king, you know, has a crown, their crown represents the fact that they have command or rule of a certain, you know, country or territory, whatever it is. And in Scripture, we're told that on the new earth, when Jesus says, for instance, in the parables, being faithful a little, I'll put you over much, and I'll put this person over 5 cities, and this person over 10 cities. And a lot of people have taken those figuratively, but we're told again and again that we will reign with Christ. He'll be the King of Kings, meaning, you know, he's the King with a capital K, and then there's the kings with a lowercase K, who are the ones who are ruling under him. So he's going to have this eternal kingdom, and we know that to be, from Revelation 21 and 22 and other passages, to be the place called the new earth. And it even talks about there at the end of Revelation 21, the kings of the nations of the earth will bring their treasures into the New Jerusalem. So I think that the rule that we will have is what's being referred to, and we've been faithful in this life, and then he'll put us in a position of leadership in the world to come. And while we tend to think of the world to come in very vague ways, because we have a vague concept of heaven, that's not at all what Scripture teaches. It teaches us that we will be resurrected beings living on a resurrected earth. And it talks about a garden and the tree of life growing on both sides of the river and producing fruit. Jesus talked 6 or 7 times about sitting at banquets and eating and drinking, and he ate and drank with his disciples in his resurrection body. So whatever the treasures involve, they certainly are going to be of a tangible nature. I mean, I don't think we're going to value coins and jewels and that sort of thing the way people do now, but certainly the reward from the hand of God, to even hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," will be a great treasure for us.